news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, wrestling fans. My name is William D. Morgan, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. As I'm heading to line number one right now, bringing on my co-host, Mr. Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, how you doing, my friend?
What's up, baby?
Chilling, man, chilling. Got a lot of talk about from this week. A lot of crazy things happened, particularly today. I had a few things to happen today as well. Not in the chat room as of yet, so you guys can hit us up, 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Hit us up on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Hit us up on Facebook under the Wrestling Call In Show. Email the show, TWCIS999@gmail.com. First thing, Stevie Ray, I don't know if you saw it. Most likely I did. I will hit back the lockdown in a second. I got some things about the results and a few things about lockdown. I posted it on the group page, the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast with Triple H.
Yeah, I did see that.
Okay, well, what were your thoughts?
My thoughts is what Stone Cold was going a little light on him, but had some good points to add to it also. And Triple H answered the questions. He got a little political, but he a little too political, but He pretty much said, "Hey, NXT belongs to me, and fuck everybody else."
Do you think at any point during that interview he was being facetious or lying about anything?
To be honest with you, I couldn't find anything that I can out and out say he lied about.
Okay. Big Tone, line number two. What's up, man?
Gentlemen, what's going on?
What's up?
Another day, baby boy, another day.
How was your week, man?
I can't complain.
Me neither.
It's all good.
Had some monitor issues. I'm about to log into the chat room now. I'm glad I had a spare monitor in the back, so we're good to go. I sent you that Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast link. Did you take a chance to get a chance?
Oh, yeah, I checked it out. I agree with Stevie. He didn't... He went around a few things. He didn't lie about nothing. But what I think he did, he held back on what he wanted to say. He really wanted to say about China. He held back on that one. Everything else, when he talked about NXT and how he wanted to do it, that was cool. I think he wants to do it that way because Vince is letting him do it. So he's going to bring people up he feels that's ready and that's got a good that's good enough to go up there. Why he done the ascension up now, I have no idea. I don't know. But all the other people down there, he's working. I guess he wanted to see how they do before he started bringing everybody else up. And he sees how much they just shit the bed. And hopefully, he leaves them down there until he knows for a fact that, okay, if I bring you upstairs, you're going to have any business. Not suck like these two clowns do. You know I can't stand the Ascension. I can't stand the fuckers. They suck. They have no mic skills. None.
I can't stand
the only reason why they ran NXT the way they did is because there was nobody down there to do it. There was nobody down there to beat them.
Of course they're going to dominate. I can't stand them either, man. Calling the 917 speaker. Randy, is that you, my friend?
Yep.
How you doing?
What's good, man?
What's up, sir?
Randy, what's going on, bro?
What's up, Randy?
It's all good, baby.
How's everybody doing?
Chilling, man. What you think about this Stone Cold podcast this week, man? Randy, hello? Yeah? What did you think about the Stone Cold podcast this week, Randy?
Okay, wait, give me 1 second. Sorry.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
And Tony is right. I honestly forgot about the China thing.
Oh, yeah. He
should have brought that up. I should have brought that up second.
We're going to get into a little bit of China news. She came up with a couple of announcements today, so we'll get into that a little bit later. I am now in the chat room, so I just want to say what's up to everybody. Let's see who we have here on 2-7. We got Nobody in the chat room. How you doing, Nobody? We got Iron. We got Big Tone. Mr. X is here. So hopefully we'll get more folks as the night progresses. But as we're waiting on Randy to give us a Randy, you ready?
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm good.
Okay. What did you think about that Stone Cold podcast?
The Triple H, right? I think it was good. A lot of the shit he said makes sense, like the China and all of that, you know?
See, my
I got nothing, like, I didn't find nothing wrong with it.
See, my only thing was, and I agree with you, Stevie Ray, Stone Cold took it easy on him because he mentioned a lot of his successes or him learning the business per se, but he didn't hold him accountable for a lot of that bad stuff that's been brought because of him. So
that's true. That is true. He did not do that. Mm-mm. He did, I guess, like you said, he eased up off of him for a minute because I guess Vince probably don't go in on him because, you know, Steve will go in on him.
Right.
They've known each other for years. Mm-hmm. But he's like, nah, ease up on him. Don't kill him just yet, because I have a feeling the next time they do it, Stephanie's going to be on. And I think he's going to rake her over the coals and ask her that question, why isn't China in the Hall of Fame? Now, if he asks her that question and she ducks around it, mm-hmm. we know the deal.
I think, because I wasn't buying the 8-year-old thing. I just wasn't buying the 8-year-old thing.
No.
I wasn't buying that whatsoever. So we'll go. We'll see.
Oh, wait. You didn't think that was true? Like, about...
Look here, man. You have wrestlers in there, drug offenses, domestic violence. You going to keep somebody out of the Hall of Fame for porn?
Yeah, that's one thing. He really, I wanted him to really say that out loud. The bitch,
you
know, that, the bitch that, took two
heard him, you heard him sidestep it. That's why Triple H sidestepped it, because he knew if Steve would have said what he really wanted to say, Stone Cold would have went on him and asked that question. Okay,
yeah, but
is this happening? Did this happen? But if he would have did it, if he would have brought that up too, then he would have to say, okay, if China gets in, why can't Benoit get in?
Because Benoit's
on work,
because
on pure, on pure work, in the, on his pure work, on work, not what happened in his personal life, but as a wrestler himself, why can't he get in?
Right.
That's true.
Right.
But, you know, I also noticed, like, this guy was, like, really slick with it, too. Like, Triple H, he had an answer to everything.
He did.
So, it was like, he was quick with everything, you know?
That's why I'm
starting to think that Stone Cold podcast has been taken over.
I think another part of it too, that I know sometime on the entertainment circuit, because I've done it on this show, to where you're going to have somebody on, and I'm not going to name the person because she's a sweetheart, but she wanted my questions before she came on. So, and that's something that could be possible, and that's something that could be, because you have some people who can communicate, you know, elocute themselves better than others. So, you know, you might want to be ready for anything that's asked for you, and what's the best way to do that? Have everything already ready to go. So,
it's like, you got to give me the questions, and you got to keep Steven on a short leash.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll see.
And then if you throw, let's say, a little bit of the personal questions, then people will be like, oh, no, so this is all real. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
If you throw on only a little bit of a personal thing, people are like, oh, no, that was not scripted, because he wouldn't ask that question and this question. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid, you know?
Let me go ahead and line. Let me add Mr. Surfer to the group. Surfer, how you doing, man?
Partying, celebrating.
Stone Cold should have asked him, how are your daughters doing? And they could have talked about the kids.
Oh man, I was waiting on Triple H to ask. I was waiting on Stone Cold asking about the New Day. I surely was, but
I was too. I was waiting for that. I was hoping he'd say something about them. Okay, why? What's up with the New Day? What's up with this crap?
He would have been like, you know, he would have been like, that's my father-in-law's racist ass. That's going on there.
I haven't heard to see the podcast.
Man, yes, we're talking about the Stone Cold Steve Austin podcast. Right.
So he didn't ask any real questions. He just
pretty much everything was generic, basic questions, generic stuff.
And then didn't you find it funny how he was like, we could go in 5 more minutes, you know, and you got people like, oh, look at that, look.
He said,
this is real. Look, he's telling them to have full time and blah, blah, blah. Everything set up so good, you know?
What did you expect? He's doing business with that company. He ain't going to jeopardize that to ask a question.
Exactly.
What did he say? I'm the COO. I don't have any stroke.
Exactly.
I don't have any stroke.
What kind of bullshit is that, dude?
Oh, God. I'm telling you, like, Triple H came out like a badass. You know, like you see when they ask this man a couple of questions, you see him like, not with Triple H. He's like, yeah, And he pimped that shit out, like,
And see, another thing that kills me, too, I can see if he was doing this on network TV. I can see if you're doing a network TV, you gotta keep it clean. That's fine. This is WWE Network. Come on now.
Your name is on the network, and you can't keep it real.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got a couple of new folks in the chat room. We got Mo Lester and Josh. Mo Lester said,
Mo Lester.
Mo Lester.
That's my little brother.
Oh no,
that's my little brother.
He says HBK also has porn, and he's a Hall of Famer.
He did play. He did post a play, girl.
And then Josh E. is new to the chat room, and he says, just like Razor Ramon, A.L.
So, yeah, that Molester, that's my little brother.
Really? Okay, yeah, cool, yeah. Cool.
He's a clown. But he knows wrestling, unlike, you know.
Is Mo's real name? Is Mo his real name?
No, Lester, his real name.
No, he's a jokester.
I get the Mo Lester part. I just wonder if one of those names is his real name or not.
Real quick.
Oh, real name? No, hell no. Name is Edward.
Real quick, I also want to say it came out today that DDP is in the hospital, being hospitalized, throat surgery. So I just want to wish him and his family well. Get better soon, DDP. Get better soon.
Too much yoga?
No. My man,
something wrong with his
voice. My man is in there.
Some type of voice where his vocal cords are swelling, and it's hard for him. And it's hard for him to breathe. So get better soon.
I think they moved him to the ICU.
Okay, I hope he gets better, man. I hope he gets better. Get better soon, my friend. Real quick, I'm gonna do this real quick. Don't want to, but I got to. TNA lockdown results. Storm and Abyss.
Oh shit!
Storm and Abyss retain the tag titles. Awesome Khan defeats Havoc.
Hold up.
Wait, there was a pay per view?
Hardy. Listen, Hardy took.
I'm not joking, man.
No, it was on national TV last night. It was on TV last night.
I'm gonna get to that. He took a nasty spill. For those who hasn't seen it, it's on YouTube. He took a nasty spill on the steel steps, so hopefully he'll be all right.
Is that was that real?
No, that you're talking about Jeff Hardy, right?
Yeah.
No, that was all planned out. You know, that's because this little drug he can't
overseas.
Move. Yeah, exactly. They wrote him off.
Yeah, he can't go overseas.
And he hit that thing kind of hard.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, the way it looked, he took a bad one.
He sold that shit like a champ, man.
He did. He sold it like $1 million.
He sold
that and made everybody. He had the whole crowd and got shit.
He had to sell it.
He saw everybody's face concerned and shit.
The thing that made it work. Ain't nobody go check on the brother. And nobody give him no $50 to pass go. I mean, you know, they just walk by him. Whatever. So
whatever.
You know, funny thing. He's probably gonna stay home and do so much coke. It's gonna be ridiculous. While everybody's in England.
Well, you know, he can't travel overseas anyway, so that's why they did it.
No, that's what I'm saying. So he's going to be at home, like, popping pills and all that shit like crazy.
And don't forget, too, that English tour, we're going to get the return of Mickie James and the debut of Drew McIntyre. So don't forget that, folks. Awesome Kong defeated Havoc.
That was some bullshit.
It was some bullshit. It really was. Havoc is a better performer than that.
I say that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Well.
Yes.
You're the guy that about women's wrestling. I don't know. I honestly, I've not given a shit about women's wrestling since the Molly Holly and Ivory days, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't like
That Havoc girl, she's really good?
Yes.
Yes. Like Jessica Havoc can get out. She can go.
Really she's better than Awesome Kong.
No, because those two are tag team partners.
Yeah. Havoc is maybe a step down from Awesome Kong, but she's still very, very good.
Yeah, two tons of fun slamming into each other.
You gotta watch it though.
Yeah, you do have to watch it.
Is that John Cena's wet dream?
I think that one of the things.
No, Mickie James and Maria Kanellis together doing that, maybe.
But if you go back and you bring up a good point, is Havoc good? If you go back. She's competed all on the indie circuit, WSU. She did, I think, one or two volumes of Shimmer. She was WSU champion for like a year and a half before they stripped the belt off her.
If
she leaves TNA, can you think, is it possible we could get to see her in WWE?
Oh, she's already gone. She was at the Shine event. And, you know, TNA, they don't allow their talent to do any type of event while they're on the contract with them. So, you know.
Yeah. She's gone?
For her being at, so, yeah, she's already
That's
gone.
That's bullshit.
So for her being already, you know, doing the Shine thing, she closed the last Shine pay-per-view out. So, for her being there, you know she's done. You know she's done. And she had, if you look back at her career, the losses that she has taken, she hadn't lost to any slouch. People she's lost to, Marty Bell, Athena, Barbie Hayden, you know, big time names that she's lost to. She hadn't lost to no scrub. You know, she wasn't like Steen that lost to Magnus. Nah, it wasn't like that at all. So
please don't bring that dude up.
She's your what champion, speaking. But anyway, this is my bitch of the year. Velvet Sky tells Angelina Love she's been fired. But when Velvet Sky's not looking, Angelina Love just laughs her ass off. That's just so
funny. Which one is the one with that little left up face?
That's just disrespectful. Mole in the face? What?
There's two of them. I don't know them by name. I don't pay attention to women. There's one with a messed up face. They got like piercing and all of that. They got a nice body but an ugly ass face. I don't know, man.
Angelina Love.
That's Angelina Love.
You talking about Angelina Love?
Like she looked like she was beat up with an ugly stick.
Damn.
You talking about the extra bleach blonde ones?
Well, Angelina Love looks like she wasn't wrestling. She'd be working in one of those bars on the side of the highway where the women got bullet holes in their bodies while they're up on the pole.
Damn. You know what, though? We could talk about Angelina Love and the way she looks, and I agree with you guys, but to me, she's still a better champion than Taryn Terrell.
Oh, fuck yeah. No question.
Way better. More attitude. Better on the mic. Just, oh, God.
I'd rather put that belt on what? I'd give it back to Gail Kim than having Taryn Terrell have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Give it back to Gail Kim and then they can revive the Gail Kim.
Which one, Taryn Terrell? She beat the shit out of her husband, so she's championship.
Yeah, I say Drew McIntyre should come in and beat her ass.
I don't want no more of that.
That'd be some fucked up shit too, huh?
I'm gonna get legal revenge on your ass, bitch. Come here. But yeah, they should go ahead and get the belt back to Gail Kim, and they can renew the rivalry between Gail Kim and Awesome Kong.
Give that bitch that future shock. Boom.
That's what they should do. It makes too much sense, so TNA won't do it. But that's what they should do. Bobby Roode defeats Eric Young. I was happy about that. Tyrus beats Rockstar Spud. and Mandrews, who cares? Team Angle defeats the Beatdown Clan. The Beatdown Clan, really?
Come on now.
Really?
It's in New York.
They're in New York, so of course they're going to do it like this. Yeah, the Wu-Tang Clan, because I guess that's his one of his favorite groups up there, so he decided to call them the Beatdown Clan. That makes no damn sense.
None at all. None at all.
You forgot the best thing of the night.
What? Oh, yeah.
The race between...
Brooke Tessmacher and Robbie E. Okay.
Come on now. You actually thought... Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Surfer. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Chump.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was disrespectful.
Hey, very disrespectful to the fans.
That shit don't need to be on TV.
We don't need to see that shit.
What did that?
We don't need to see that. Alright, moving to WWE real quick. Anybody got any thoughts on Raw?
Should have gone?
Anybody got any thoughts on Raw?
How should I put this? Without saying being negative. Ah, hell, it's already negative. That shit was garbage.
My issue with the whole thing is Triple H has decided to come out. You put Roman Reigns in no man's land. None. He can't win for losing. If he goes and he beats Daniel Bryan and beat him conventionally and goes to Mania, he's done. If he loses that match to Daniel Bryan,
he's done either way.
You'll push him back down to that mid card. If he loses to Daniel Bryan, he's done either way.
No, he's not done.
He's not done per se, but I'm just saying.
He wins. What happens is, let's say he wins, so the crowd turns on that. So you just turn him heel. That's simple. And you go with that.
It wouldn't make any sense, though.
Why wouldn't it make sense? The crowd has turned
The crowd has turned on him, yeah. But why would they turn him heel? And they've got five major heels above him,
right?
And they're trying to make Seth Rollins the number one heel with Brock leaves.
Right.
Brock Lesnar is leaving, so that's a heel that's going to open up.
Why do you think they're prepping Seth Rollins for that?
Right.
That's why he's been doing stupid shit and he's popping in there. That's what Seth Rollins is for.
I'm not talking about who's number one or two or three. I'm just saying. He turns heel when he goes over with Brock at WrestleMania.
But why turn him heel before Mania?
I didn't say they would turn him heel before Mania.
Okay. I just don't see how Roman Reigns... I mean,
I think if they throw him down back to, like, a mid-card and have him go against Rusev or something else, I think that would be better for him.
That's what he should be doing any doggone way. But the only bad part about that is... You who are you gonna do? Put Cena in that spot, and nobody won't see that.
There is no losing for winning. Okay.
He can't win for losing.
Unless you want to do the it guy now versus the it guy for tomorrow. Cena versus Roman Reigns.
I don't want to see that either.
No, but that's a sell.
Like I said,
you'd be surprised the people that would like to see that shit. John Cena gets nowhere near the title.
Like I said,
John Cena would have to carry him and have to carry Roman Reigns, and he can barely carry a match himself.
Exactly.
And you got the five
moves of doom versus
the four moves of doom
versus the super punch.
Exactly. So what kind of bullshit? Why would they want to pay to see that?
You'll be surprised, man.
Like I say,
you stacked up a good card.
But if that's the only...
You got Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, and Brock Lesnar. But a couple of other good matches, the Usos, whoever. And then you got that match on the side.
But if
that's not that bad.
But if that's the only thing that can save Roman Reigns is a heel turn, something's up. That's the only thing that can save Roman Reigns is a heel turn.
And a big one at that.
The fans are acting ridiculous in the first place. They knew this was coming. I mean, why act like this was out of left field? I mean,
that's why they shit on it, because they knew it was coming.
They was cheering him all last year. They was cheering. I doubt that vote was real, but when he won Wrestler of the Year, they had a problem with it. And now all of a sudden, just because Daniel Bryan's not going to be in the main event because he came back, now everybody thinks that he's supposed to win all the time?
Well, Chris Jericho said the same thing that a lot of other folks are saying. He changed it up a little bit, though. He said, let Roman Reigns win the Rumble to see how over he is, and then go against Dan Bryan. And we go from there. So,
but they're really going to have to do something because they're killing off this, like, Royal Rumble, like, prestigious shit. Like, Royal Rumble, you think about it, has become shit.
When you came up with that main event on Raw, you just made two, and this is the second year in a row that your Royal Rumble winner doesn't mean shit.
Exactly, but they need to, like, suck it up.
No. You can't say that, Will. Because he did, they made him go through, they made him jump through hoops.
That's true.
But he was in, he did main event WrestleMania.
That's true. It just went a long roundabout way
to do it.
Right. Exactly.
But if you think about it, that match that we got was not even supposed to happen. You know? The Royal Rumble was supposed to be the match was supposed to be Batista and Randy Orton.
Right.
And then they stole the shit with CM Quitter. And then you got people fucking protesting for Daniel Bryan. So they're like, oh, we need to do something.
Back it up.
But if you notice, nobody has done shit with the Royal Rumbles in a while.
Back it up. Did you just say CM Quitter?
Yeah.
He got a point there. He did quit. Like a fish. He couldn't handle it. He went home.
First of all, that ain't right, because the C in CM Punk already stands for quitter. So you don't...
quitter.
Ah, man. Bray Wyatt, is he exactly the perfect opponent for Taker?
No.
There's rumors still going. There's still rumors going out there saying that he's going to be the man. For him to
the thing about it is, it won't mean shit. the streak already ended. So if he wins, oh okay, somebody already did it. If he loses, who gives a shit? You feel me?
Yeah.
Because he already lost at WrestleMania, so it's not like he could start his own little streak. You know,
right?
This shit won't mean crap. He needs to just take this year off.
Let me ask you a question:
as the Undertaker. Then that's it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you not think that if he beats Bray, that would be his moment of redemption?
Well, you have to say that again.
Do you think that would be his moment of redemption if he wins?
Well, beating The Undertaker?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't like Bray Wyatt at all. I feel like anything coming from me, I feel like, you know, I don't like Bray Wyatt. I think his promos are the same shit. Everybody is the same crap. I never see a difference.
Real quick, let me head on back out to the chat room. Mr. Phil Ray is with us in the chat room. We got Cash Cow as well. Welcome, gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Appreciate you guys being here. You guys think Vince Russo, do you guys think, according to Vince Russo, his opinion is, he says Triple H and the WWE ruined Chandler's life. You guys agree?
Who said that?
Vince Russo.
Vince is just pissed off because he ain't doing shit. He ain't on TV. He's still butthurt. He's still butthurt because nobody want to work with him.
I think they ruined her life for a little bit. I mean,
she ruined his own life by ruining his mouth.
Hold on. She does have to take some responsibility for herself, too, though.
No. That's true. But like the shit she's doing is some, you know, like goddamn, like, you know, pop your pills or the whatever, like bitch is going crazy, you know.
I know before she got fired, WB did offer another contract, and she pretty much scarfed it down, saying that people who were mud wrestlers make more money than what WWE was offering her, I think was her exact quote. So she did turn down an agreement to stay with them before she got fired.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I know she was lying there.
Well, that was straight bullshit.
It was, they had to give her something. She was China.
Yep.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Broke a lot of barriers, man. Broke a lot of barriers.
Yeah, they gave her, she got the IC title, what, like two or three times? She was dominating the women's division. She beat up guys. She had a good career for a girl.
Listen, she was getting paid a fraction of what the men was getting.
Yeah.
And she was just as big as some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I mean, like, when she was doing WrestleMania, she was getting nowhere near what Triple H was making.
Nope. And from what I saw, it looked like nobody had a problem putting her over either.
See, sometimes a woman's got to stay at a woman's level.
Right.
Now, you about to get your ass whipped when you get off the phone, man.
Hey, I have women in the house.
Woman going to hear that, and she's going to have a... All right. It was nice knowing you.
Luckily, I don't do it around women. I stay personal to myself.
There you go.
When I do the shows.
There you go. She's
going to go back and listen to this later.
He knows better than say that about his wife. He knows his wife goes on his head. He better do it by himself. I do too. Shit. It's my friend. When I was married, I used to do the same thing. I would talk trash. I'd be in another room talking shit. But when I come back out, I'm a totally different person. No, I know the drill. Shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
See?
Ain't nothing wrong with that at all.
Now, Chana also says that she will be doing it. Her and Vince Russo will be doing an interview on Pyro and Byro. I've never heard of those guys. Also says she's getting married to a gentleman in Japan. Now get this, she doesn't speak Japanese and he doesn't speak English, but they make it work. What the hell?
You know the funniest shit about this? She probably have the biggest dick in the relationship.
He took the word I was just about to say like that, so hey, never mind.
You guys get over wrestling.inc to catch that little YouTube thing. I'm not going to play it because her voice is just annoying.
It's nasty.
It's just bad.
Horribly bad.
Completely bad. Why do you guys think Randy Orton is being delayed by creative in his comeback?
They're probably going to hold him off until the right time just before Mania, because they're going to have to slip it in, because you know they ain't going to have Seth Rollins win it until probably after Mania, because they want Roman Reigns to win, beat Brock, and they're going to slip him in until afterwards, so they can have his match,
I really think that this summer is going to be about Seth Rollins. It's going to be the summer of Rollins.
I think so, too.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And the guy deserves it. Like, the guy, you know, the heel, he's, you know, like, there's heels where people still cheer. This guy is the perfect heel right now, you know? He's hated by everybody.
That is very true. That means they're
the guy is gold. And then he could go on the ring.
In his face.
The guy can't wrestle, like, fucking five-star matches anytime he wants.
Now, see, Vince needs to be all behind that guy. But yeah,
he is the future, like, dead ass.
Vince needs to be all behind that guy, but we're stuck with Roman Reigns.
Everybody needs to. Well, we want, let's say, Dean Ambrose and Rollins, but in the end, we all going to end up being part of the Roman Empire.
That's the empire. That's the empire. I want nothing to do with that empire. Nothing. That's just going to be.
Listen, man, going to shove him so far by our ass, it's going to be digging.
He might sell you. He ain't selling me. I ain't buying none of Roman's merch. I ain't buying no action figure. I ain't buying nothing.
So you wouldn't take Roman against Seth?
Why? A, we seen it before. And B, true fans know who the better wrestler is.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those two. You can make Roman look as strong as you want. But at the end of the day, if you go back and look at it,
Seth and Rob wrestle him wrestling out day any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And without even trying.
You can give Roman Reigns three Rumbles and he still wouldn't be better. WWE, Yahoo Finance says WWE is going to be is doomed to fail.
What, man? Man. It's Yahoo, man. Who the hell? When was the last time anybody talked about Yahoo, man?
Man, that's Rupert Murdoch and the boys acting stupid. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And spoke. I hadn't thought about Yahoo since Mark Cuban.
Yeah. Thought it was a dumb story too. Now this story pissed me off. Triple H compares Daniel Bryan with Shawn Michaels. What the hell? He compared them in terms of what you can do with Daniel Bryan. Wait a minute. Much like you can,
You just did not say that.
No, wait. If you look at it this way, the way he gets the crowd, you know, like that.
I'm reporting the story. I don't agree with it, but I'm reporting the story. He says, because you can do anything
like this. Shawn Michaels was an undersized wrestler.
He said, because he's similar to Shawn Michaels in the fact that you can do it, you know, a bunch of things with him. Come on now. The size is the only thing that compares the two.
That's it. He was trained by Shawn Michaels. So how the hell are you going to compare him to him?
Let's not say he was trained by Shawn Michaels. The guy went inside his school, paid money, and he probably never saw Shawn Michaels ever.
Shit.
That's all about it.
Oh, no. So I didn't say that in quite a few of his interviews. Yes, he trained. He took
Shawn didn't train him shit.
I'm sorry to say that Shawn Michaels is very hands-on when it comes to his school.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, too.
That's why I left it the way it is. I ain't saying nothing.
Yahoo's being talked about in the chat room. Matt Legend said, Yahoo is the worst site I've ever seen. Run by foreigners who can't type. Cash Cow says, worst email ever, too. Mr. X says, sucks for searching porn sites.
Ah!
Damn.
All jokes aside, I want everybody here, like in the call, what was the last time you were here? When was the last time that you used Yahoo? Go ahead, I'll wait, go ahead.
My wife has a Yahoo account.
My son has a Yahoo account, and he's 21.
I have a Yahoo account from 1994 that I check every so often so they don't get rid of it, but I don't use their search engine.
Exactly. Nobody.
So, you know. What do you guys think about? Cash Cow brought up another good point. The closest thing to HBK is Dolph Ziggler. That's what Cash Cow thinks.
In some way, I do agree. In certain ways, he does have that Shawn Michaels appearance and the way he does his thing.
Right.
But they haven't booked him in. They haven't booked him solid like they did. They didn't push him like they did Shawn Michaels.
Right.
They would give him the exact same push. I could put him. I would say, exact duplicate. But they didn't push him like he was supposed to.
Mo Lester says Bing and Google are best for searching porn sites.
Yeah, right.
Now, Phil Rea thinks differently. Phil Rea says he uses Yahoo daily. So, to each his own. But I found the report bullshit myself. I really did. Former WWE writer talks about Triple H and Shawn Michaels burying CM Punk in front of Vince. So, if that writer's story is true, Triple H just lied on the podcast.
About what?
He said that
about CM Punk?
Yeah.
I think somebody bullshitting.
Somebody bullshit on either side. Somebody's bullshitting.
They could be bullshitting on both sides.
Yeah.
Try to save face. Go on.
Like I said, I just find it interesting that he would say what he said. What did you guys think on Raw about that? That teasing of the breakdown between Miz and Mizdow.
That needs to happen already, because I'm getting tired of this shit.
I'm going to let y'all talk on this one.
You ain't feeling it, Big Tone?
I'm disgusted with it. If they're going to do it, go ahead and do it. Stop fucking around.
Exactly. How long have they been talking about this crap? Like, you think it's going to happen on the Royal Rumble? You think it's going to happen on the next day of Raw? And nothing happens. Nothing happens.
Right. Nothing at all happens.
What are they waiting for? The night before the Monday before the go home show for WrestleMania? Fucking waiting.
And that's what I'm scared of, because I'm sorry, I don't think that's a worthy WrestleMania match. That's what they planning to waste a match on? I'm gonna be pissed.
No. If they're gonna do that, they go ahead and do it fast lane. Don't say that for Mania. Put it fast lane.
Exactly. Yes, please do not. Oh my goodness.
Aren't we tired? Aren't we tired, what do y'all think, of Muzdow selling on the apron?
That was funny, though.
What do y'all think of Tyson Kidd and Cesaro right now?
I was about to get to that point in their new group name. We'll get to that in a second, but I want to ask this. And me and Big Tone will suddenly kind of talk about it on Facebook. Is a pay-per-view name important?
Nah. Like, oh, you saw what I put.
I
really don't care. Like, I really not care. As long as they give me a good card and a good story, you can call it whatever the hell you want.
Nah, but they got the name of the pay per view is gonna match what this card is gonna be like.
No bullshit.
Like Fastlane. Let's call some bullshit. You better call it something like
they could call that
back in the day. Judgment Day. Everybody knew what that was about. When they say Judgment Day, oh, they know what's going on. King of the Ring. Oh, we know what's going on. Fastlane. What the fuck is that?
You know, that's just for them to say, oh, we have the Fastlane to WrestleMania. That's all they... That's the whole point of that goddamn name.
Josh,
you could call that shit Backdoor Sluts 9 and then be a good-ass pay-per-view. Nobody's gonna give a shit.
Let's just call it Beat a Nigga Ass. The February.
That was it. That'll work too. That'll work too.
On February. Call it Roots.
Josh E. is taking jabs on Mr. X. Mr. X, he says Mr. X still pays for AOL.
Damn. Damn.
Oh my goodness. I wish I had a soundboard right now with that dead go home fact sound. Oh, can't do it, man.
You still paying for dial up.
You got dial up DSL.
You
get that little bastard running all the way, and boom, you locked on. Tell me you didn't feel good after.
Phil, back real quick. Say Yahoo Sports is on point, and my main email is Yahoo. They're a billion-dollar company. The financial articles are just like the shit you read in the Wall Street Journal. It's just opinions.
I do like the
fantasy sports. I do play that fantasy basketball. Fantasy basketball, fantasy football. That's all I use it for. I don't use it for anything else. I'm just not there anymore. Particularly with your better stuff. Your Xfinities are better. Your Wilds are better. So I can't mess with Yahoo no more. In the Attitude Era, can anybody beat Ken Shamrock legit?
No.
In the Attitude Era, can anybody beat Ken Shamrock legit?
Yes. Dan Severance.
Well, he beat Dan Severance already. What are you talking about? Ken Shamrock beat Dan Severance, and then Dan Severance beat Ken Shamrock. It was even between those two clowns.
I kind of miss Ken's theme song, though.
He had a cool-ass theme, though.
Yeah, I kind of miss that theme.
I remember the one match I will not forget is the one where Mankind fucking did the mandible claw on himself.
Yeah.
So he don't need to tap out.
Remember that.
He had him on the ankle lock.
Uh-huh.
And Mankind's like, now fuck this.
What do you guys think of Dean Ambrose possibly being the IC champ soon?
I love this. I hope it happens. You got injury prone with that title. What is important, you know?
He got an injury prone. That's so true.
And then Dean Ambrose, the people love him. So him coming out with that title, the crowd was crazy. It's good, you know?
Then he'll be a true mid-card champion.
Yeah, because the U.S. title don't mean shit.
Now, what, so you mean to tell me that we are right now looking at Seth Rollins number one, Dean Ambrose number two, and Roman Reigns number three, as far as best members of the Shield go?
The Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Okay, yeah. Roman Reigns only, people only feel that way because Roman Reigns' thing was predetermined, way predetermined. And when he was number two going against fucking Batista in the Royal Rumble, nobody wanted him to get his revenge.
Yeah.
And I knew it back then, that was going to happen.
It's like, you know, you got Seth Rollins. He's like the best wrestler. Dean Ambrose is the beast on the mic. Then you got Roman Reigns. You got Roman Reigns.
You got nothing to say good about Roman Reigns.
Exactly. You did what he was saying. He just got the wrestler look. Yeah, he got the wrestler's look.
And that's the best thing you can say about him.
He looked like a heavyweight champion. he the Rock's cousin.
He looked like Tarzan, but he fights like Jane.
Famous quote from his cousin.
Yep. That's it, bud. That is it. That is it. What do you guys think is next for Seth Rollins? You guys can see that cash out coming?
Not yet. I'm telling you, I think it's the summer.
I want to see that so bad. And when he gets that championship, then we're going to see, I think that's where you're going to see WWE take off, I really do. I think you're going to get better booking. I think you'll get some better creative with Brock gone. You're going to have to.
Does he have a time limit for that?
Yeah, I think like August. When is
I think it is August. Swag.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the summer is gonna be the summer of stuff. Watch.
The rich Swax online. Swax, what's up, man?
Going on. I've been having lots of computer trouble. I just got on now.
No saying no. You can't say no this whole episode.
No.
No. I'm going to ask you, maybe somebody knows, because I saw some pictures the other day. Rusev and Lana are a real couple?
Yeah.
That was rumored to go out, but I don't think so.
No. They are in real life. That was before they were in. They made it like they got together on in NXT.
Okay.
Yeah, and like it's real. It's all real.
I did not know that.
It's real. It's real. Swax, you have no
Swax
chance.
Swax is hurting right now.
Hey, since everybody says, "Oh, Rusev ain't shit over there," then I have a nice chance. Everybody's saying, "Oh, Rusev ain't this, Rusev ain't that." They're not giving him chances and everything. Well, if you're gonna say this kind of thing, then it gives someone like
question.
Me a perfect okay. chance to work.
Okay, Swax, answer this
you
question.
You ain't shit.
Damn, that sucks. Answer this question though. Okay, if he is proving himself, who? In the upper echelons, had he beaten clean?
Everyone?
Everyone. That's not true.
gonna let you guys get him because I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna do to him.
Yeah, is that true?
That is not true.
He has beaten every opponent clean since his undefeated streak.
Oh Jesus!
He's not Seth Rollins that likes to cheat and have bodyguards by his side.
I knew you, no, no, you just didn't do that. No, you just didn't do that.
Kitty.
I did do that.
No, you just didn't.
Kitty. You're trying to make my computer short out.
No, you just didn't put Seth Rollins in the same category as Rusev. No, you did not do that.
At least Rusev hasn't lost the match.
He is Mr. Do you realize what Rollins is? He is money in the bank. He's the dude that's going to turn WWE around, man. What's Rusev going to do?
What's he's going to beat Kevin Owens at WrestleMania for the title at SummerSlam.
I've been telling you this. It's going to be the same shit with Vladimir Kozlov, with the Great Khali, with Tensai. He's going to have his little streak, and then once he loses to the big guy, a.k.a. John Cena, it's over.
That streak over, though.
If he loses,
then that's it.
He is and then he's probably,
there's no if he loses John Cena. It is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Do you need to have the damn match?
The damn so-called factor he's going to lose.
We already know.
It's a fucking question.
Tensai defeated John Cena and defeated CM Punk. Clean. 1-2-3.
Yep.
What the fuck is he doing now?
Nothing.
What is he doing now?
Last time I saw Tensai, he was doing color commentary. That's the last time I saw him.
Exactly.
See, all of your thoughts on processes are just as good as Vince Russo's when it comes to John Cena.
Cena, man, I'm telling you, Russo, nah, Cena, ain't no way in the world Cena gonna let Russo go over him. Ain't no way in the world. No way.
I don't think he deserves it either.
No.
I
think
he fucking
sucks. No way. No way.
Now, see, all of you don't believe in a top super heel that can be successful. Name me one top super heel that has been successful in the last few years. Nobody.
That's wrong.
Super heel. Super heel being over.
Randy Orton.
That would be Hulk Hogan.
The Rock.
Seth Rollins.
The Rock when he turned heel.
Stone Cold,
every time The Rock turned heel. Almost every time Stone Cold turned heel.
Yep.
Yep.
I still miss. I mean, and no one really brings it up. But because I think his potential stuff that could have been with Chris Jericho sort of kind of over supersedes it. But I still thought The Rock and Hurricane had some of the best stuff.
The Rock and Hurricane.
Yep.
They did mesh well together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Phil Ray is saying, what if Cena gives Rusev the rub and puts him over at the pay-per-view? It could happen. I don't think so, Phil.
No, I don't see it, though. Getting that. All Rusev is getting is that 3-second tan. That's what he's getting.
Ah. Rusev ain't Daniel Bryan.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either. Rusev is not Daniel Bryan. And Daniel Bryan also came out on an interview on the, let me see if I can find it here, the Digital Spy, saying that Roman Reigns had an easier path than he did. I thought that was kind of interesting, too.
He's got a point, though. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, he's got a point.
That's true.
Yeah.
He had to go through all the bullshit to get to where he's at, and they pushed him because he's The Rock's cousin, and he's got to from that smaller family.
Right.
Come on, now.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that he would say. I just thought it was kind of interesting that he would admit to that. Maybe they feel that it will help contribute to the feud. Or the match. Not a feud, more of a match than everything.
Now, who really wants to see that match, be honest?
I don't.
No. You know, it's funny because I was speaking with my brother, and I told him, like, you know how Brock Lesnar right now, he's like, in order to take him down, you got to, like, 15 F5s, like, 30 curve stomps or something like that. when it comes to Roman Reigns, I'm telling you, he's going to get one super punch and one spear, and that's going to be it. To make him look like the ultimate fucking, the ultimate superhero, watch.
Let me ask you this. If that happens, if it happens that way, do you guys disrespect?
Yo, no, no. People is going to hate that shit.
But I'm saying, if it is that way, if it is that way, and it very well could, knowing Vince, because Brock's going to be on his way out. If you hold the formula in Reigns beating Brock Lesnar, does that take away for you guys with Brock beating the Streak?
No. No. Because the one that has nothing to do with it. No, but that's the thing. They're going to be like, God damn. They're going to be like, God damn, if Roman Reigns beats Brock Lesnar just like that, he must be bigger than fucking life and shit.
What were you saying, Stevie Ray? Go ahead.
To be honest with you, one doesn't have to do with the other, and each of them are a year and some change apart.
Right.
So something could happen to could have happened to Brock before then, between the two.
Mm. Well,
and what they say with this broken rib thing that he's got, that he's playing along with the story, with the broken rib, he's playing along with the storyline. You never know. He could ride that on the way out, and he get into the match with Roman, and they tell the only reason why he broke because he had a broken rib. Come to find out, he had three broken ribs.
Right.
Just by storyline, and he breaks him that way.
Right.
He could use that.
Yeah, and if you think about it, Roman Reigns' finisher goes perfect with that storyline. That one spear, like destroying his ribs, and boom, that's it. You know?
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
That spear cut his ass in half.
I don't know if you remember Big Show the other night, though. Oh, that
Kane.
Was good. I had. We ain't talking about that old bastard. He needs to sit the fuck down.
Like, yo, I don't know if you remember Kane and Roman Reigns. They had a last minute standing match. I don't know if you remember every time whether it was Cena or anybody else. If they had a last minute standing match, weapons were used. Roman Reigns gave him one spear. No weapons, no nothing. One spear, and he beat him to the 10 count.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it was just a while back.
That's bullshit.
And look it up. Yo, he pinned with a spear. Well, not pinned him. He got a 10 count with a spear.
That's bullshit.
Even John Cena has to put, came like through a table or something, but not Roman Reigns.
That's bullshit.
And once I saw that, I was like, oh, man. Yep. We're fucked.
And the guy I feel sorry for through all this whole Roman Reigns crap is Big Show, because he's the one getting picked on.
Like a bitch.
Man, Big Show needs to quit, man.
He's like that defensive back for the Seahawks just getting picked on over and over and over and over again.
He should be Richard Sherman's little brother crying like a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, all the show is now is like a King Kong Bundy from 1990.
Watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth. Bundy's still good. Shut your mouth.
He's like the King Kong Bundy of 1990.
Why would you say that?
Because all he's doing is putting people over, jobbing, and that's it.
That's what he's doing. He's putting young cats over, like he's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving back to the business. Your point is what?
Right.
He's doing it in a sloppy way.
Yeah. I don't like the way he's doing
small
it
guys.
I don't like the way he's doing it either. I really don't like the way he's doing it.
He's doing it in a little fucked up way, yeah. But he's doing it. He's furthering the business.
Right.
He's putting the young cats over.
Right.
It's a fucked up way how he's doing it, but he's doing a good job.
Right.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they should do it in a different, totally different way.
Yep.
I completely agree.
Exactly. Rumor has it that next year, since they're going to be in Dallas, Texas for Mania, rumors are going crazy. You guys may love it. I don't know. Fabulous Freebirds could be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, I am tired of y'all saying that. The WrestleMania is going to be in Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, I know, but still.
From me.
Right.
Yeah, I know that. But the whole Texas territory was really, everybody knows, there's four different territories here in Texas. And most of them revolved around
Dallas and Fritz Von Erich. That's why they're going in, because it's going to be, even though it's in Arlington, it's in Dallas, and Dallas means the Von Erichs, and since the Von Erichs are already in, Freebirds are next.
Mm-hmm. I completely understand that part. But stop saying, everybody needs to stop saying that they going to be in Dallas. They're in Dallas. They ain't in the, we ain't, we don't even claim Dallas. Arlington is so, we got so much money. We got so much money in Arlington, we don't even claim Dallas.
That's like black folks not claiming, that's like black folks not claiming Dwayne Johnson. We got so much money, we don't need to claim Dallas. Damn.
I can honestly say one thing, that WrestleMania in Texas is going to have a bigger, better, like, fallout than this coming WrestleMania, because, you know, California is not a wrestling state.
And Shut your mouth. California is the mecca of professional wrestling right now. On the West Coast. In the Western states, it's all about California and Hawaii. And all the Western states back there, everybody comes to California. You come out this way, it's Texas. Then you go further out, it's up in New York. Don't you ever say that. That's bullshit.
Go to an indie show in California and see the draw. See how many people draw at their indie shows on the West Coast. And that's an indie show. This ain't WWE, but that and this is not TNA. There was some great indie talent up there. I suggest everybody go look up a guy by the name of Scott Lost. You will love him. He's a great indie talent in California. Definitely check
him out.
Yes,
he is.
Definitely check him out. He was a great talent.
Go check out anything from CZW from up there, mm-hmm. up in LA, mm-hmm. and there's like two more up in near Frisco. I'm telling you now, them bad boys draw.
And if they sell
out like it ain't no tomorrow.
And if I'm not mistaken, is that still an NWA territory?
NWA Hollywood.
Okay, thought so.
See, if California was so great, they would be still having SummerSlam over there, but they quit having it now.
They had it in LA for the last 4 years, you stupid ass.
Yeah, but that's, you gotta give that shit a chance already. Like,
anymore.
You get SummerSlam in the same spot every fucking year, you know, people get tired of it.
Because it sells out in LA because nobody else wants it. Come on now. Yep. You want to see, you talking about sun, fun in the sun? Where's the only place besides Florida you get fun? You get sun every year, yep. Every day, every year.
Exactly.
Cuba. He's got a point, though. That's true. That is true.
Fidel is going to fuck with Vince McMahon to have WrestleMania with it.
I have one problem with the whole Freebirds thing. Have a problem with them as a team. Historical relevance, I get it. I understand it. I've never have been a Michael Pierce Hayes fan. I never have been. I know this would be a team thing, and I get it. Terry Gordy was the man. He was the one I liked the most out of the Freebirds. I've just never been a fan of Michael Pierce Hayes.
But if you think about it, what he did in, let's say, just wrestling-wise, he's good. But behind the scenes, that's the PSAs you don't want, you know?
Right, and some of the stuff he did with, and some of the, and, yeah, him and Jimmy Garvin was a good team too. But I've just never been crazy because of the, and I know I should look at it like that, but it's kind of hard not to bring it up. Like, he's like Michael Irvin. You know, Michael Irvin is very deserving of the NFL Hall of Fame. You know, he's in, but look at his history too.
Hey, don't smoke
up. Mm-hmm.
He's already in.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of bullshit is that?
But it's hard. And we talk about China too. And that makes Triple H's point even more valid. The fact that, hey, you can't forget the personal with the professional. Professionally, she should be in, but you can't forget the personal either.
Exactly.
So, you know, understand.
That's why Michael Irvin's there.
Yep. But I've never been.
If China gets inducted, it's going to be one for her. One for a clip.
That's just wrong. That's just so wrong.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. I'm not gonna touch that one alone.
Oh my god. That's just so wrong.
Oh, talking about China, see, K came out and said that she's getting married to some Japanese guy.
Yeah, I already said that.
We already talked about that. You're late.
Yeah, I'm late on that one. If PSA were to get in by itself, who would induct him?
Who?
If Michael PSA was to get in by itself, who would induct him?
Kevin Von Erich.
Makes sense.
What about Dusty Rhodes? Do you think he would induct him?
Nope.
I know somebody who wouldn't induct him. Can somebody turn the background noise down? I know somebody who wouldn't induct him. Mark Henry, he wouldn't induct him.
Hell no.
Oh no, hell no.
You wouldn't induct him to the Hall of Pain right there.
Hall of Pain.
Exactly.
You said nigga one too many times, Mike.
That's why
wouldn't that be hilarious? A gimmick for Mark Henry where he just goes around like killing, like, let's say Hall of Famers, and then he hears a song. You know that song they put for the Hall of Famers?
Mm-hmm.
Every time he kills them, you hear that song.
I just, like I say, I get the Freebirds thing. I get the free, because the Freebirds ran Texas. They ran Texas and gave the Von Erichs all those boys can handle and more back in the day.
Yep. Yeah, yes, back in the day. Yes,
mm-hmm,
they did.
Mm-hmm. Random.
It was not pretty.
Mm-mm. No. No.
You should see it after the camera started.
Freebirds
should
go there and whoop that ass.
You should see it after the camera start rolling.
Mm.
Still beating that ass. The Freebirds used to run. They ran a rough shot over WCCW.
Mm.
They came in there and just they came from Memphis and back east.
Yep.
Came into Texas and ran a rough shot.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody could stop them.
Nope.
Only reason why they stopped them because Michael Hayes' big ass mouth.
Pretty much.
It was the original NWO.
I don't know about all that.
Nah, we ain't all that. No.
You know what I'm trying to do.
I don't know about all that. I need Tony C to call in. I need a Black Achievement Award, a Black Achiever Award update.
Hulk Hogan sucks balls, but he always will.
Not again.
You know I gotta do it. You know I'm gonna give you a call in. You know I'm gonna give you the call in.
I'm finna do one right now. Daniel Bryan is better than Hulk Hogan. I'm finna do it right now.
Daniel Bryan is more over than Hulk Hogan ever will be. I know he's listening.
Matt, this mania is 100 times better than Hulkamania. There you go. Call him.
Jeff Hardy and Hulk Hogan should use the same crack pipe.
The British Bulldog for the greatest tag team ever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you had to laugh when you said that one, there, boy. Oh.
I couldn't help that one.
Oh. Hey, God, I ain't trying to put you down, David boy. Lord, God rest your soul. You were the powerhouse of the team, so I can't put you down too funny. Just trying to get Tony C to call in. That's all. Hopefully he will.
I bet you the Bulldogs will beat Lex Luger and Sting.
Oh.
We're just getting him to call. You know I don't mean that. I'm just getting him to try to call in. That's all.
Oh, man. Somebody just sent me an email. Who would win in a drug match, Michael Hayes or Jeff Hardy?
I think Michael Hayes would win that one.
Oh, that was disrespectful, but funny at the same time. Come on, Tony C, call in, man. I don't have his number. I will call him so I can get him in here. Talk about Fastlane, too, because I think his whole prediction for Fastlane is now out the window. His whole prediction about Fastlane is out the window. The New Day ain't winning shit. Tyler Sunil ain't winning shit.
Their 15 minutes is up. Those are my boys, their brothers. But their 15 minutes is up. biggest no
I don't even think they got 15 ratings. Them motherfuckers got like 7. You gotta get the fuck out the TV. That team was horrible, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry positive. To admit it, but...
Look how positive they are. Man, shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry to admit it, but they
do it for the new day. I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the new day. I ain't gonna do it. How old is that shit, man?
Really? Next WWE Hall of Famer may be announced Monday on Raw. Rumor is it's going to be Ray Stevens.
Of course.
I heard Jeff Hardy. Let's go. What do you expect?
Mm-hmm.
You heard? I heard Jeff Hardy and his Hulk Hogan as inducting him in.
Oh.
Disrespectful.
That's just some disrespect. That's some disrespectful. Oh, my God.
What's really your, disrespectful.
What was your guys' feelings on Ray Stevens?
Well, if you watch him back, him and the Crusher back in AWA, then you turn around and watch him and Ray Stevens. I mean, him and Fat Boy up in Frisco.
Fat Boy.
I could call his name right there. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They were both for good tag teams. I can't front. Ray the Crusher Stevens was bad at his time.
Yeah.
He was a big tough motherfucker. He can go. And there's nobody, and him and Baron Van Rosh, he used to go at it.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, used to tear the house down.
Right.
Him and Peter Maivia used to go at it.
Yep.
Tear the house down.
Yep.
So then you can't front on, like Crippen Stevens.
Sure can't. All right, now we're going to talk about Cesaro Kid and Adam Rose, also known as the Brass Ring Club. They got that. They took that name from Vince McMahon. They would be stuck him with it. He's even got T-shirts out there with that moniker on it. It's just the fact that...
Stop. What are they named? The Brass Ring Club?
It's supposed to be. They're making fun of the Bullet Club.
Right, making fun of the Bullet Club. It's a sorrow.
But, yeah, I'm sorry. Adam Rose got to go.
Adam Rose got to go.
How's he going to take that fucking team series with this idiot?
Okay, then where's the bunny? Ain't nobody seen the bunny.
Well, we're gonna get in that too. So we will get in that too in a minute. But yeah, Cesaro Kid.
Nigga, you
trying
to fucking give
an
Oh shit. The hell?
Somebody better
my man, do they want husbandly duties to go their ass or up? No, there's a party going on.
Accommodate.
Okay, I'm about to say, there's a party going on over here. Okay, we got you. I thought it was kind of interesting to see those three form the Bullet Club, so to speak.
They ain't got shit to do with the Bullet Club. The Bullet Club is better than those three jackasses.
Oh, of course. I'm just saying, but they're WWE's version of the Bullet Club. And they really needed to do something with them, because the New Day, those three guys weren't doing nothing.
I still say they should be the Nation.
Yeah, I do too. I agree. And there's been some details that have been leaked out about Justin Gabriel's WWE walkout. Basically, on January 19th, he showed up for TV, was told by officials there was nothing for him. He came back a second time around later that evening and was still told by officials there was nothing for him. He quit. He got a flight home and left.
But yo, what really happened though, right?
Well, he's not going to be the only one that's going to be doing it this year.
Jojo didn't want to give him no more of that little Dominican ass, and he's like, fuck this.
Now, is everybody going to get it twisted? His walking out and him and CM Punk doing the same thing?
Well,
you know people going to start saying that shit.
Well, the thing about
it... Yeah, but the thing is that with Justin Gabriel, nobody's going to give a shit.
Well, the thing about it, though, he was given his release by WWE already. It was just the fact that he walked out. He left doing the show because it came to be found out later that night they did have something for him to do on TV. But because he left earlier, they could never catch up with him to do the rundown for him to actually go out there. But he was the bunny for that time he was there. So,
Yeah, he's already getting booked and shit. Mm-hmm. He's going to make good money in the Indies. He can't go.
Yeah.
See, there's a lot of people that swallow their pride in the WWE, and they're just afraid that if they walk out, that they're not going to have no more money in their pockets, that, you know, people like Zack Ryder, that's not even being used anymore, he needs to walk out and find another place that he will be able to wrestle normally, and because he has a good fan base still.
Where?
You know,
he's not going to TNA because I got too many of the rejects there. He's not going to ROH because he can't handle it in ROH. Where the fuck is he?
His gimmick is only good for Shikara.
Thank you. He ain't going over. He's not going to Japan because they'll knock his block off.
Yep.
Try to do that woo woo. Let me shut the fuck.
Tanahashi to tell Gary, he start doing that woo 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 shit. Tanahashi gave him an elbow to his dome. He's got cold. Good night, Siri. It's gone. He's done. Send him home. That guy Gene is garbage. Send him back home.
Yo, I think that, you remember that video he did, that music video he did? I think that's like one of the most embarrassing shit I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, okay.
You want to talk about?
I was trying to work a little into my head. Yeah, I remember it.
Oh my god, like just me watching that shit, I get embarrassed. I'm like, what the f?
Alright. I've been struggling with this all week. They were on the network to Broken Throwbacks. They gave a little spotlight on Harlem Heat. Those guys did a great job with it, by the way. I was kind of struggling with my guy, who I wanted to spotlight for Black History Month. So I'm going to go with Double A's favorite wrestler, R-Truth. He's Double A's favorite wrestler, man. I got to. But here's a question about Truth, though. He was the man over in the VSS team, and he was the man over there. He won various
three-time titles. World champ.
Yep, various titles. Tag team champ with Pac-Man Jones. Why do you guys think things changed for him in WWE? Was it just the fact that they didn't know how to use him?
All of the above.
Mm.
You have to think about it. He came from TNA three-time TNA World Heavyweight Champion, but at the time, NWA World Heavyweight Champion. Mm-hmm. And you know they can't stand that shit. Vince, he comes over there, Vince like, oh, you're three, oh, okay. NWA put his ass on the bottom. TNA put his ass on the bottom. He sucks.
Right.
And even Vince though, is a racist.
I didn't say that. That wasn't me. That one would have said that.
I will never forget.
You gotta understand. I don't think it had anything to do with race. I really don't. I just think that when he came over, Vince looked at him and was like, "Okay, you can go, but you're not. You have that. You have it, but you don't have what we think is it."
He was.
So they put his ass at the bottom.
I could see this happen. Like, remember, I don't know, was it to Shelton Benjamin when he walked up to him and he was like, what's up, Mike? And they said the N-word, you remember?
Yeah, I know that.
Vince McMahon?
Yeah,
I know that.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what just happened. He probably thought it was still K-Quick. Like, what's up, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the gimmick he came in there first. He was K-Quick. I'm like, bullshit, just call his ass on the Truth Killings like he's supposed to.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Everybody knew when he came over who he was.
Yep.
And they just changed his name to K-Quick. Come on now.
Really?
Just call him who he is, Ron the Truth Killings, tell him he's a three-time world champion, and let him do what he do.
Yep.
And I think the only reason they really keep him out is because he's actually really good friends with, what's the guy's name? Hey, Road Dogg, with Road Dogg. And you know, Road Dogg is one of Triple H's friends and shit. So he probably, like, looks out for him and shit.
I think Truth and Triple H got an understanding. I really do.
Mm.
That's why he ain't been his following carry on with your following endeavored yet. I think him and I really do. I think him and Triple H have an agreement or an understanding. I'm gonna do what you ask me to do as long as you don't find my black ass. Cause I ain't going back to TNA because they suck.
He was, if memory serves, he was a two-time hardcore champion. He was a one-time U.S. champion and a one-time WWE Tag Team Champion with Kofi Kingston. So I believe that's the short list of his accomplishments.
And if they would have did it right, him and The Miz could have went all the way and ran the show.
Yep.
That gimmick right there was the bomb, and they fucked it up.
they really did. Let me get the number right there once again. 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606. Guys, call in. Tell us your thoughts and opinion about the week in wrestling. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like, and et cetera.
And we'll go back Hollywood to sucks. Hollywood's better than Goldberg. I mean, Goldberg's better than Hollywood Hogan. We know that ain't true, but Hollywood, Bill Goldberg pulled more money than Hulk Hogan ever did.
Real quick, while it's 12:20, I'm going to go ahead and do this real fast. Live every Tuesday, 8 p.m., you can catch The Rant, Tony C, AA, every Tuesday, 8 p.m., Triple Throwbacks, Wednesday at 9 p.m., with my boy Ferreira and Dave Mega Powers. Wrestling Call-In Show live every Saturday night at 11 p.m. with yours truly and Stevie Ray. What Are You Reading Comic Book Show every Sunday at 5 p.m. Surfer, what you got online for this week, my friend? Surfer left me.
Yeah, I don't think he's been on for a while.
Surfer left me. He pulled a John Cena on me.
John Cena even make more money than Hollywood Hogan.
Oh! The Rexplex. You guess a Rexplex. Every Thursday at 7 p.m. Rant and Wrestling every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And finally, the Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. New episode each and every week. So please check out the shows all on the network. Support the ones you like. Support the whole network. You have a good time. And we appreciate you giving us your patronage. The thing that kills me that's coming up this week, we got in Fastlane Paige versus Nikki Bella with Brie Bella. We saw on Monday night they tried to do a little NWO with Paige.
Yeah, I heard a lot of references that they're trying to do some NWO stuff with the spray paint.
Yeah, they did
it. It was supposed to be tanning spray.
What's that? Say that again?
It was supposed to be tanning spray, not spray paint. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'll pay your ass needs that shit anyway.
Oh, damn. Super Cena would bury the shit out of Hollywood Hogan in a match.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn.
That was funny. That was really, really funny. And then, of course, R-Truth has the famous Walking Dart match moniker. It's a Walking Dart match, which is disrespectful and true at the same time. But... They need to take that. They really need to take that belt off of Nikki. They really need to take that belt off her.
No.
Why?
Yo, I'm actually enjoying this. Like, her attitude. Yo, she's perfect for this right now. Cause yo, I'm no lie. Obviously, y'all know I don't like AJ and I don't like Paige. I'm tired of seeing these two dumb, overrated, fucking bitches. You know, 24/7 on my TV.
You're calling Paige overrated?
No, yes, I am.
Paige right now is the best female wrestler in wrestling by PWI.
You're stupid as hell. Shut up.
Oh,
Slack.
No, she's not.
She's the best female wrestler in wrestling.
Naomi is 10 times better than her ass. Paige is so overrated. What she does is so bland.
They watered her down because she's that damn talented, and the Divas just can't
watered her down.
No, she didn't. No, he didn't say that. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
You know, the thing is, which is what I hate the most about wrestling, is the IWC. They got their favorites, you know, people like CM Punk, the right. AJs, the Paige, and they would not fucking admit that they're not that good.
My only thing with Paige is she hasn't been the same since Shimmer. Her quality of wrestling has gone down since she was in Shimmer. That's number one. Number two, bitch needs some Sunny D. She needs a glass of Sunny D or something. Good Lord, man. I can only take the patience for so long. What do you guys think about Ryback and Ziggler as a tag team?
That is the little guy. That shit made me laugh.
The little guy.
Why? That's the only question I want to ask. Why?
Didn't have anything to do for him, I guess. Yeah, I think it's kind of funny that when you don't have anything to do for him, you just throw him as part of a team. That still don't mean you don't have anything left for him.
It looks crazy. Well, then I'm Survivor. If they ain't got nothing for him, then why are they trying to press him involved in and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania?
Yeah.
If they ain't got nothing for him. If they want to do it that way, why don't they put him? Why don't they go ahead and start to lay the seeds for it now?
Right.
Don't put him in a damn tag match with Ryback just because they ain't got nothing to do for Ryback yet.
You got him on Survivor Series looking like $1 million, and now he's the little guy.
Exactly.
The little guy. Iron said the biggest problem with taking the belt off Bella is that there's really no one left to put it on that we would give a shit about. I'm blaming it on the piss poor booking and the lack of talent that they need. That they have.
Naomi needs to hold his title, man.
I was about to go there.
Oh, man.
I know you wanted to. I'm surprised you didn't.
I know. Don't say what's on your mind, Stevie Ray. You must family.
I've been cut off. My computer cut me off.
Mm.
I had to find my way back home.
Well,
maybe because Swax and that Rusev shit he was talking.
Go ahead and hit us with your thoughts, Steve Ray. Use some us family.
My thought for the night is that I really don't have a thought. I honestly don't have a thought. I'm one of those black people that white people talk about.
Oh shit.
And tonight, I don't have a thought in my head.
Oh, no, I won't tell my closing thoughts. I was just going to see if you were going to reflect to what...
Both ways. I ain't got a closing thought or anything.
You got a closing thought.
I can't sell on nothing. I can't sell nothing because I can't afford it. I'm sorry to say, my mind is on my kids. Mm. Right now, they've been extra loud, and I'm trying not to jump on anybody.
How about you, ass wolves?
They do.
Charlotte.
But I'm not king of this house anymore.
How many kids you have?
Four.
Four? Oh, okay.
22 and down. And that's why I think Rage is probably my son.
Oh my god.
You gonna disrespect yourself like that?
No. Stevie Ray, that is so disrespectful.
You know what? I'm pretty sure you could get a lot of money. On your taxes and shit.
You need to take that back.
Right. You really need to kick that back.
You need to take that back, dude.
I'm sorry, but he has the body frame. He has my body frame before I lost weight.
Uh-huh.
And we got the same face and lips and everything.
No, don't do that.
Come on, don't say that.
Don't say that, because nine times out of ten, he's going to end up calling in, and I want to cut his, I want to cut his throat. Come on now.
He ain't
going
to call in. Will you make sure of that? I don't think he listens to the show anymore.
I don't think he does either.
I'm pretty sure he does. He's like fucking Sting, probably in the rafters and shit.
Sting.
Oh, he's listening.
Sting.
Like breathing in into the mic, like.
Breathing in the mic like he want to call in, but he don't want to get. He don't want to get the mic up.
That is so disrespectful.
I'm disrespecting myself, or I'm disrespecting Rage.
Disrespecting yourself.
But yeah, you could get a lot of money on your tax return if you put him on your as a dependent. I'm pretty sure he'd give you a little extra for his special ass.
Oh. He got special. Stevie Ray, Phil Ray wants to know, what exactly do white people say?
Oh, he know what white people say. He know what white people say behind black people back.
I'm not touching it.
Oh, my goodness. Josh E. says they need to bring their ladies up from NXT, and that's true, but you got to do them better than what you did, Charlotte. Oh, my God.
Do not bring up Charlotte now.
They don't need to right now. She needs a little more seasoning before you bring her up.
If they're going to bring up anybody, they need to bring up... Well, no, they don't need to bring up anybody else. Never mind. They need to they need to try and test Blanchard. That's what they need to do.
Yeah. They do.
I want to see the female horseman. That's what I want to see.
She, it's also, I think it's still on my Facebook page, how Barbie Hayden beat her. And maintained the NWA Women's Championship, which is cool that she's a women's champion. But Tess Blanchard's going to make somebody pay. She's going to make somebody pay. I don't know who it's going to be, but she's going to make somebody pay. I'll tell you that.
She's got that mean shit like her daddy do, then, oh, you can guarantee that shit. Mm-hmm.
She is going to make somebody pay, that is for sure. But I got to give Charlotte credit. She has got much better. Go ahead, Steve Ray.
We talk about Charlotte Flair?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, to answer Phil's question, ask him to ask any white woman that had been with a black
man.
Ask any white woman that's been with a black man.
Oh, yeah. I ain't touching that.
Because they will tell you everything they daddy used to tell them.
I ain't touching that one.
Nope. I'm not touching it. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm not even getting close to it.
Calling 917. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Now, to answer Phil's question.
Hello?
Calling 917. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Who we got?
Stephanie.
Hey.
Stephanie. That's a pretty name.
Yes, that's a very nice name.
Thank you.
Very nice name. What is your
Will.
Name?
Will.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? That's my sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's got the... Somebody cut the feed down. Or cut it off.
Yeah, there's something in the back.
What?
Stephanie, I don't know if it's you, but I think there's something in the back, like in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, cut
oh, yeah,
down.
Yeah. They turn off the feed.
Yeah. Turn the feed off.
Okay. I turned it off.
Cool. So, Stephanie, tell me, what are you thinking about wrestling right now?
I haven't. Oh, it's not interesting anymore for me. I don't know. It's just like very. I don't know. I mean, I used to watch it all the time with like my brother, and now it's just not. It's not like I'm not peeled anymore. Yeah. It's just like, I'm not looking forward to watching it every Monday. And, like, it's kind of sad.
I was telling her to call because, you know, with all this Roman Reigns topic going on, you know, I wanted to, like, you know, girl's point of view.
Okay.
And she's a Roman Reigns fan.
Oh!
So, yeah, that's why I want to call in.
No, okay.
So, actually,
leave that.
Okay. Now, you like Roman Reigns. Why do you like Roman Reigns? Is it just the physical? Do you think he's a wrestler or both?
Might as well keep it real with us, baby.
I'm just keeping it real.
I mean, his looks got a lot to do with why I like him. He's not a bad-looking guy.
Oh, man. Do you think he can wrestle in the ring, though?
How do I put this? I mean, he has potential. Like, I see him. I know why, like, WWE wants to, like, put him as, like, the main eventer. Mm-hmm. But it just kind of sucks because I really like Daniel Bryan. And he's kind of like, it's just, like, stealing his time. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm divided.
Mm. So you think the same way that we're thinking, that if you put Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns together, Roman Reigns is in no man's land? If he beats Daniel Bryan, he draws the ire from the IWC or wrestling fans like us. And if he wins, he goes to Mania to fight Brock.
Yeah, definitely.
He goes to Mania to fight Brock. Brock's going to put him on his head worse than he did John Cena. I hate to say it, but that's what's going. If he gets in the ring with Brock, that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Brock is going to break that dude's neck. Those suplexes are from hell. He is going to break that dude's neck. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
So basically, you see Roman Reigns' potential, but you say the thing that attracts you to Roman Reigns is his look.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, ask any girl, mm-hmm. and that's like the first thing that's going to come up.
Talking about those big, they love them big black tattoos he got on.
So, Stephanie, let me ask you this. Name some other guys you like in WWE. Oh, is Roman Reigns that's it for you?
No. Wait, it depends on what is the question. Like, here, are we talking about, like, overall wrestler, or you're, like, trying to, like, ask me, who else is, like, good-looking?
I mean, who do you like? Oh, all right, let's take it like this. Overall wrestling, who do you like?
Well, I love Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Like, he's always going to be, I mean, if I had to choose, I will choose him.
Okay.
Love Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm. The Guardian Gnome.
Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Damn. Who else? I like the original.
Who's your favorite, though?
Of right now or of, like, all time?
No, of all time. You know, our favorite.
Edge is, like, exactly. The greatest of all time for me.
There you go.
Edge
will always be the greatest of all time for me.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. A whole lot of people still say that about Edge. Much respect. Okay, let me ask you on the other realm, the physical realm. Is it just Roman Reigns and that's it, or do you find some other guys attractive? On the physical,
right? he's pretty much it. Like looking wise, like. Physical right now.
Okay. I got you. When they fight at Fastlane, who do you want to win?
Wait, what?
When they fight at Fastlane, Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns, who do you want to win?
I'm gonna have to go with Daniel Bryan.
Wow. Another vote for Daniel Bryan. There you go.
I'm sorry. That's just the man right there.
So, and since you're rooting for Daniel Bryan to win at Fastlane, mm-hmm. would you also root for him against Brock, correct?
Say that one time.
So you root for him for Brock, to go against Brock. You root for Daniel Bryan as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you root, knowing what Brock is,
I know, he's a monster.
And you might not know it, he's very unsafe.
So
why would you
Unsafe. That's an understatement.
So why would you want to put Daniel Bryan in that position? Do you just want him to be the champ? Do you just want him to see him to be the champion again?
Yeah, I would love to see him be champion again, but I mean, now that you're like talking, like bringing it up that he's really unsafe in the ring, that does bring up some issues.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't want him to get injured again.
Right.
Like, if we're talking about like the ultimate underdog story, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got Daniel Bryan, you know, the everybody's favorite against the monster, the beast, you know?
Yeah. And everybody knows, it's common sense, even though it's, we know, but everybody knows, if they put Daniel Bryan in that ring with Brock Lesnar, how unsafe he is, I guarantee you, they're gonna take Daniel Bryan out on a stretcher and he'll never walk again.
Yeah, that's
I hate to say that but if you look at it, the way Brock has been throwing folks around, you see what he did to John Cena at SummerSlam,
yep.
You see what he did at the Royal Rumble,
yep.
You actually think you put Daniel Bryan, let Daniel Bryan get in one of those? Is he going to walk? That's a safety thing right there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I don't want to see that, because that's a safety thing.
See, one thing about Brock Lesnar, he wrestles stiff sometimes.
Sometimes.
And see, he
sometimes.
Can't.
Sometimes. You're talking about sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, I know he has to play a certain way with the wrestlers, but sometimes he just plays it stiff, just to shove it in your ass.
Get him.
Dude,
get him.
No, nobody's shoving nothing in my ass. Sorry.
See, Slack, I told you, watch what you say, because if you say you start that up, we're going to treat you like we do a rage. Don't do that.
He didn't say that. Tell me he did not just say that.
I'm sorry, son. Nobody's shoving nothing in my ass. I barely got a colonoscopy.
All right, let me ask Stephanie one more question. I'm going to ask you one more. I passed that because I got something else on my mind. Do you watch the ladies?
Yeah, sometimes.
What diva do you like?
She got the same. Okay, Stephanie, tell them what you think of today's female wrestlers.
What can I say about them right now? I don't know, I mean, like, seeing Nikki with the belt is something that I would rather see her than AJ, because I cannot stand AJ at all, ever.
Let me ask you a question.
I cannot. I can swallow. I love Naomi. Naomi is so dope. Like, she's so, like, people are just not watching her, feel.
I'm down with her.
There you go.
I'm down with her.
There you go.
They're just not paying attention to her, and they're just giving way too much attention to... I mean, I think Paige is okay, but they're giving her way too much, like, hype, and they're just not seeing the other divas that they have in the locker room.
Good point.
I feel. Good point. My opinion.
See, man, you should have left her at home, because now you brought her on the show... And she made me fall in love with her.
Oh, shucky ducky.
My son, I'm talking with my son Hunter, and he says I should bring up a version of the show called TWCIS Love Lines. That's what he says I should do. And give dating advice to people.
me and Phil Rea thought of that weeks ago.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the weekend that Rage brung over. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Selena.
He choked.
Surfer and Swax had to take over.
Yep. That's true. That is true.
Oh my goodness. Stephanie, one last thing. Do you watch any TNA, any Impact Wrestling with your brother?
No, I don't watch that.
She don't watch that garbage.
She don't watch that bullshit.
I don't watch that. Next question.
She don't watch that bullshit. That's what it is. Okay. It is 12:43 a.m. Let's go ahead and get final thoughts and opinions. So brother got to go to work tomorrow. So let's go ahead and get... I do.
I wonder if Stephanie watches TNA.
No, she said no.
No?
She said no, you lying. You're not listening, motherfucker. Damn, she said no.
Damn. Wax, just hush. Just hush, Wax.
I asked her that. And she said no. I don't know what you're doing, Phil, but if you get a minute, could you call in for just a quick second before we get out of here? I want to get your thoughts of the Triple H interview, which I thought was still bullshit. But if you can call in for a quick second, I want to get your thoughts and opinions about that. Hey, Bag of Powers, you put something about me on Facebook.
I was going to bring that up. I can't reply. You going to let me get away with that?
I can't reply the way I want to. But my friend, I will say this right now on the air. You are gutless. You're going to put that about me on Facebook, but you can't call this show to confront me. That's all right. That's okay. Your time is coming. Your time is coming, my friend. Your time is coming. Let's believe. Your time is coming. All right. Let me see. Iron. What did he say? Ha. Swax is like the new rage. The real in the show if you let it. And Big Tom said, yes, he is. All right, real quick. Let's go ahead and round the room. Get some final thoughts of the opinions here. Going to cut it a little bit short tonight. Brother got a post. Record, post, and the show up on the give it a double A for the feed that I'm going to knock out for the evening. Randy, I'll start with you. Final thoughts and opinions?
I want to thank you for taking my sister's call. I just wanted her, so I could hear like the woman's point of view.
Right, appreciate that, man.
So, maybe she answered some questions. Maybe she didn't. Well, but yeah, thanks for letting me on. And Big Tone, Swax, Surfer, I guess. He's not here now. Everybody else, thanks.
Anytime.
No problem. No problem, man. Next time, bring your sister. don't call in without your sister.
See, you got him started.
I'll see if I can convince her to call in a couple more times.
You know what, though, fellas? You know what, though? And, I wish I can start this initiative. We don't have nearly enough ladies in the chat.
That's what I thought. I'm like, nobody called, besides, like, the people you bring in.
Mm-hmm.
You're like your female wrestlers, like you, Hardy, and Miss.
She ain't gonna be on the show for a little while. Don't worry about that. Believe me. We need to get some more ladies. I'll try to get Barbie Hayden back on. I'm still waiting on Allie Park. She could come on last week. Something's going on with her family. She can come on with me last week, but I'll try to get Allie Parker back.
I recommended Sabrina Nicole to call in tonight, but she wasn't around.
Oh, Sabrina. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I need that accent. Speak. I mentioned that, that she and Surfer and everybody was missing her, and I recommended her to call in tonight. Looks like, because it's late over there in the UK, it looks like she went to sleep room, so I don't know.
I do miss Sabrina, though. Wow.
She's still awake. She been up drinking. That girl is a party girl. But I love that accent, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the thing with Sabrina, boy. Whoa. Oh. And Double A found her. Double A, you did like the best thing in player history. Finding her. Oh my goodness. She used to call it to the
You made chocolate milk?
No. We talking about Sabrina. Man, I ain't worried about no. You talking about Sabrina. You can't worry about no chocolate milk.
Nothing going wrong. I saw some video. Some chocolate milk.
Let me tell you, man. Sabrina was all that. Oh my goodness. Easy on
Sabrina?
Yes.
Sabrina was easy on the eyes.
Yes.
And she easy on the ears.
Yes. Very much so. Oh my.
That's one smooth lady there.
Yes, she is.
She is.
She's awesome.
And if you would ever catch her on video, catch her on video.
I saw her on video during the week this week.
Will.
Yes, sir.
Is my sister still on the line?
Yeah,
she's still there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's still there. I'm about to go to her in a second. Yeah, but I miss Sabrina. I do. Sabrina, she's awesome. She is awesome. Last time I talked to her was about 6 months ago. I wanted her to cut a promo for the show with that accent of hers, so I thought that would have been cool. All right, Miss Stephanie, what you got for me? Final thoughts and opinions out there. It can be about anything you need.
I don't know.
Except My Little Pony. We ain't going to talk about My Little Pony right here.
We're not what?
We ain't going to talk about My Little Pony. But anything wrestling related.
No, that's my daughter.
Anything wrestling related.
I was about to say, you're talking about Randy's daughter. No, I mean, it would, what can I say? What can I say?
Go Roman Reigns.
Is anything.
I'm just waiting for that time where I'm watching wrestling and I'm just waiting for it to get a little more exciting than what it is right now.
Right. And see, I've always said this too, you may get your wish with the NFL season being over, the NBA season going to the All-Star break, half the season's over, so you should get, and I always say this every year, all football season, WWE should be at its best. It really should be. It's the only thing on Mondays, Vince needs to bring his best stuff out, but a lot of times he don't.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time he doesn't, because he feels he has that monopoly, so we'll see if they can take advantage of not having the NFL season. Big Tone, what's up?
Sorry. Stephanie, do you think we could see you again here?
Sure, why not?
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
You just made Stevie Ray a happy man.
Yes, you did.
You just made Stevie Ray a very...
You don't know.
Oh my God!
No,
I'm not a pervert. I just crush a lot.
What did I get myself into?
You don't gotta worry about that here anymore.
All right. Big Tone, what you got for tonight, my friend?
Stevie, oh, you're not Stevie Ray, but Tony C needed to call in because we're gonna get on here today. Daniel Bryan's better in Hollywood. On the real though, Triple H, he needs to come out and just say it. Said my wife ain't gonna let her in because she can't stand her ass. That's all he needs to say. That's all he needs to say. Don't skirt around it. Just say it. My wife don't want her in. Period. She's the boss. She says okay. If she says okay, okay. But if she don't want her, don't go around it. Just say it. Shit. Get out the way. And no, we don't want to see. Daniel Bryant get in the ring and get crippled. And last but not least, fuck over. Next.
Oh, the Goldberg hate. The guy is still running. Ref is still running. Wow. I don't know what's more powerful, Hulkamania or the Goldberg hate. all right, real quick, I'm gonna see. Stevie Ray, do you have anything? I'm just checking.
Just to be honest with you, My thoughts are way up in the air right now. It's nice to hear that Stephanie might be making a run in every now and then. And past that, I have no real thoughts.
I'm going to leave that alone.
What?
You saw what you're doing?
You got Stevie Ray mystified.
No, it's yes. a female wrestling fan.
Yeah,
this is a it's
very, very raw.
Yeah,
very, very rare we get one.
Very, very rare that we get one. It's like, this is gonna be like college football, college basketball for me. You got to go recruit. You got to go recruit and find them, man. Like I said, they're very, very few and far between. But I do say we need to get more ladies involved in rent. I think it would be a good thing.
You lose some and you gain some.
Right. Very good. Some. But, you know, ladies to not just, you know, ladies to call in like Stephanie did tonight. Join us in the chat room. Come on some of the shows, you know. That would be a very good thing. Very, very, very good thing. To have some more ladies as a part of Rant AM. Real quick, let me go through this one more time. Just that way he knows I did it. Live every Tuesday, 8 p.m. is the Rant, AA and Tony C, who didn't call in.
Hogan sucks.
Turnbreaker Throwbacks live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Phil Rea, Mega Powers, Mr. Gutless.
Sissy boy, Mr. Gutless Wonder.
There you go, Mr. Gutless Wonder. Go call me out on Facebook, but don't call this show. You know what's coming on, too, you gutless coward. Gutless coward. Wrestling College Show every Saturday night at 11 p.m. with yours truly and my co-host Stevie Ray. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Wardy Reed Complex Show with my main man Surfer, who bailed on me tonight. I'm going to get you back for that, Surfer. The Rex Plex every Thursday at 7 p.m. My main man Rex Watson. Rant and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. And the Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. New episode each and every week. And there we go. I want to say thank you to all the callers tonight. Had a great time. Get to more of the same thing next week. Same time, same channel. If there's nothing else, thank you guys. I appreciate you being here. Any outro music requests?
No, theme song.
Yes.
Play the theme song. You know which one.
Oh, good. No. Give her the leader for her, since she's new today. She's play the biggest leader fan ever.
The god.
Yes. Give me the leader one.
Leader's theme song.
Yeah. She does. That's her idol.
Best female wrestler of all time, Lita.
You know what?
Okay, I do that.
I think she's right behind Trish.
Nope.
I think she's right behind Trish.
Nope.
James beats them all.
Absolutely not.
You think she's better?
She's right behind her.
Do you think she's better than Trish? Really?
Yep.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I don't care. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. Molly Holly is the best of them all.
Oh, be quiet, Stevie.
That's
coming out of left field with that bullshit.
That's a heck of a debate,
Mickey
though.
Mickey James is the greatest of all time.
You get the hell out of here with that shit.
Thank you. That's Magnus' woman. Come on now.
I'm not trying to.
She beat Trish Stratus.
Mickey James.
Beat Lita. She beat Gail Kim. She beat everybody else.
You know that script, right?
Exactly. And she can sing country.
Yeah, right.
Get out of with that shit. Just get out of with that shit. You ain't gonna talk about that Gail Kim match she had before she left, did you? No, you ain't gonna mention that, but you know, I digress. Alright then, we're gonna do. Let me pull it up here. Real quick, too. What I was about to say. Well, I thought Phil was going. Oh, Sherry Martel was the truth. I forgot about Sherry Martel. That's from Phil. Now she was the truth too. Was she?
She was one of the best.
Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the one of the best managers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and she can go. She can get in the ring and go.
She can get in the ring and go too.
Yeah.
Yeah. People forget that about Sherry. She was very, very good. All right, guys.
Medusa Michelli.
Yep. Oh God, Alundra Blaze. She's still classy for throwing that that women's championship in the trash.
In the belt of trash.
Yeah, through the trash can.
We all know the best diva of all time is CM Punk.
You're such an idiot.
Oh, God.
But he's got a point, though. He's got a point.
I'm going to put that, I'm going to put that in my closing, in my write-up for the show. And why is CM Punk the best diva in WWE? Now, I want Phil to call in. Phil, call over real quick, man. I want to get your opinion on the podcast. That's near the hill today. We'll try to get Phil on with us next week. I should have prepared a little bit better. I didn't know he was going to be in the chat. All right, guys. I will holler at you next week. Everyone, thank you for calling in. Thank you for everybody in the chat. See you guys next week. Everybody take care.
Later.